So continuing our celebration, all themed around World Book Day and our love of reading here at St. Peter's, I'm joined by some members from Year 4 who are going to explain some of the activities we've been doing in Year 4 as part of World Book Day. So your names, please.
Hello, I'm Gilliam.
Hello, I'm Millie.
Hello, I'm Wendy.
Wonderful, we have Gilliam, we have Millie, and we have Wendy, all from Year 4 here at St. Peter's. So Gilliam, what was the main activity which we did yesterday, please, in Year 4?
We were reading for half an hour.
Yeah, it was the drop everything and read activity. So that kind of really says it all, drop everything and read. So Millie, I think at 1:30, what happened in Year 4 yesterday?
Well, Miss said that we should stop doing what we were doing and then get our reading books, your favourite one, and then start to read for half an hour.
So it's for half an hour. And Wendy, which book did you choose? What was your favourite book?
My favourite book was Dizzy.
Dizzy, and who's the author? It's one that I'm not familiar with.
Kathy Cassidy.
And roughly, what is the basic story? What's happening in this book, please?
Well, it's about a girl called Dizzy, and her mum left when she was 3, and she doesn't know who her real mum. And when it was her birthday, her mum came to have a visit.
Okay. And Gilliam, your book, what did you drop everything to go and read yesterday, please?
I read a Horace Henry book. It was called Horrid Henry and the Mummy Curse.
So a Horrid Henry book. And Millie, your book was?
It was Tracy Beaker. And it's about this girl called Tracy Beaker who's in care and she never gets fostered. But, well, she does, but only certain times. And when she gets fostered, like, she comes home with a strop.
Right. Possibly, like, I don't know, I could think of a few people like that, maybe. Millie, so, do you think, sorry, Wendy, do you think, how was this drop everything and read? How was it beneficial? What did Year 4 manage to actually get out of this?
Well, we did reading and we enjoyed it.
Yeah, I think it's really just quite a nice, quiet time because we're quite busy doing lots of other fun activities around Year 4, so I know you guys do an awful lot of artwork, you're very artistic, a lot of D&T, but I think having that half hour just for reading where everyone is fairly quiet must have been quite a relaxing experience. Gilliam, yes?
Yes.
So it's really, really cool and quiet. And also, Gilliam, can you maybe explain what have been some of the other activities we've been doing here at St. Peter's as part of World Book Day?
Today, after we'd done guided reading, we went downstairs and and we swapped our books.
Yeah, it's part of the book swap scheme. So we've been encouraging children to bring books in, a book which they've read from home, and then leave it for somebody else. And likewise, we take away a new book to read, which I think is a great way of sharing these books. And we're not all wearing our school uniforms today, but that's fine. Maybe we can explain why. So, Wendy, can you explain, Millie, sorry, can you explain why we're not wearing our school uniforms today?
We're not wearing our school uniforms today because yesterday it was World Book Day, but they changed it today because
so people have come dressed to school as what? They've come dressed as their
book characters.
Yeah, their favourite book character. I think it's worth explaining. So, Millie, you're wearing what, please?
I'm wearing Luminous Fairy.
And which character are you?
I'm in the fairy books and it's called, Luminous Fairy.
Okay, and Wendy, which character have you come dressed as, please?
I'm dressed as Kirsty.
And which book is that part of?
That's in a Rainbow Magic book.
Okay, and you look wonderful with it, very, very splendid. And finally, my friend Gilliam, please, you have come dressed as which character?
As Stanley got a golden ticket.
So Stanley and the golden ticket, and you look splendid with it. So that's just been a selection of the activities we've done here at St. Peter's in Year 4 as part of World Book Day. And in particular, I think, the drop everything and read was a huge success. Right, so thank you to Gilliam, thank you to Millie, and to Wendy for sharing your ideas. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.